brothers and sisters, to truly see yourself in comparison with Christ to the point that you are humbled by the righteousness of Christ and see no worthiness in yourself, if received properly, brings out an attitude, a desire to serve the Lord. And if we are truly from the position of humility, seeking to serve the Lord, and the opportunity to serve Him in the capacity of a deacon, an elder, a pastor, a conference president, on and on, if that opportunity arises and our motive for serving in that position is strictly the motive of self-sacrificing service, then it is worthy to desire to do that work. But when Sister White speaks of those in Adventism at the end that are seeking position in order to exalt themselves, for that type of attitude to desire the office of an elder is not the type of service that the Lord would have us pursue. Our attitude, our experience, our humility with Christ is what is to be understood before we seek to take any position for the Lord. We must understand that we are instruments, as Gideon did. He understood that he was the least in the least of the tribes of Israel, the least in his father's house. Gideon is representing those at the end of the world that will finish the work. Now, he was hiding. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 1881. The days are fast approaching when there will be great perplexity and confusion. Satan clothed in angel robes will deceive, if possible, the very elect. There will be God's many and Lord's many. Every wind of doctrine will be blowing. Those who have rendered supreme homage to science falsely so-called will not be the leaders then. Those who have trusted to intellect, genius, or talent will not then stand at the head of the rank and file. They did not keep pace with the light. Those who have proved themselves unfaithful will not then be entrusted with the flock. In the last solemn work, few great men will be engaged. They are self-sufficient, independent of God, and He cannot use them. The Lord has faithful servants who in the shaking, testing time will be disclosed to view. There are precious ones now hidden who have not bowed the knee to Baal. They have not had the light which has been shining in a concentrated blaze upon you, but it may be under a rough and uninviting exterior that the pure brightness of a genuine Christian character will be revealed. In the daytime we look toward heaven but do not see the stars. They are there, fixed in the firmament.